Curse of the Creative, the radio promotions podcast from the creative team at Altered Media. A quick game is a good game. You pitch an idea in a minute or two. You have, we then decide, do we flight, park, or flush the idea? Flush is the ultimate form of embarrassment. Kind of like calling your teacher mom or telling your teacher you love her. We all had that moment in school. Admit it, Nick.
Fine, I admit it.
All right. In the hot seat this week is Bongani. Your clock starts now.
All right. My idea is called What's Your Glow-Up Sound? So basically, we all have that moment where in life you just said you did it. Maybe it's... was your first paycheck, your new car, your peace of mind, just that for that one moment, or just that soft life moment that you've just experienced. Well, this time we're not looking for your stories. We're looking for the sound that describes that one glow-up sound moment that you've had. I mean, it could be a sound of a ka-ching, it could be a sound of the keys jiggling, or even an engine revving. So now what you're asking is for listeners to share their sound. They either mimic their sound with their mouth via WhatsApp, and then we take three funniest, best entries or epic sound, mimics done by the listeners when they enter, and then we put them on air. We ask listeners to vote for them. The winning person then gets rewarded a prize. But then on the ground, we'll have a sound booth whereby we select individual people randomly. We put them in the sound booth, and then they describe their glow-up sound using their mouths. But now the trick is, what they won't know is while they mimic that sound inside the sound booth, people outside will also be hearing them mimicking that sound without them knowing. And then if everyone is happy with their sound, then they get a prize on the spot. So yeah, that's my 2-minute idea.
Nick, you know, I went on a journey there. I had my hand on the toilet ready to flush. Then I kind of put on my seatbelt because I was going to park.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I like got my boarding pass. But then got on the plane, walked straight to the toilet.
It was a
gonna
journey.
Flush. It was an adventure. There were quite a lot of things happening there. Give me your thoughts, Nick.
Yeah, I fully agree. Went through a journey. Bongs, there's definitely something there. So because of that journey, I'm going to give it a park. My worry with this is just the entry there. Like, what's your glow-up sound? What does that mean? And also, I fear relying on listeners for the creative. This sounds terrible. You probably listen to this like, what is this guy saying? You think you're creative as a listener. I promise you, you've just been guided to the watering hole by the presenters. That's essentially their job. So I would maybe make the tweak of giving them the sound that they have to mimic. And then, so then we have a stock standard of what we can measure on, Bongs. And then we can take that to the listeners. I do like it. I just think it's more of a gamified way. It's more of like a radio game than like a promotion. But I do think it will work better as a radio game. But I'm going to park it, Bongs. That's my thoughts.
I think the parts of like the booth and getting people and that sort of stuff, like I think we kind of like we don't need to go there. What if we flipped it and went, right, we've got the sounds. So we've got this week it's a ka-ching, or in this round it's a ka-ching, or in this round it's kids, or this round it's a car or something. And then if your glow up story relates to that sound, you tell us. Because I was kind of like, oh, really another listener story thing, but I like the sound. But then Nick, you raised some very good points. So maybe we give them, like you say, give them the guidance to work with instead of having them to do all the heavy lifting. This is what happens, unfortunately, right? So I'm kind of, I used to be at that school of thought of listeners can't be creative, but I think we're now in a generation, complete total generation of people who've created their own content. So I think people are quite comfortable creating content. The problem is very few of them actually get to air. So you have the same people getting who are just going to artfully give them the prize, right? So maybe this way, so just make it like universal and demographic, or just go like make it a social media entry. You can vet out the kind of like duds or the people who won't. You know, anyone who's going to post on social is somebody who's like comfortable with what they can do. So maybe there's a couple of spins that I'm also going to put on a park. So what happened here is we drove to the airport. boarding pass, got on the plane, stomach was sore, went to the toilet, didn't quite finish the job, said, look, I have to go. They brought an ambulance onto the runway, and now I'm being taken, but I'm feeling better, so we've just stopped the ambulance. So now we kind of like, I'm close enough to all of them, but I've not quite made one decision. Nick, I think that's apt for where we are. Take these ideas, shove them into your presentation decks, and sleep on your beds of money, because that's what we do.